Now, I don't know if any of you out there have ever had to work on a holiday or Christmas Day in
Yes.
particular, but let us tell you a little bit about what it's like. There's this special kind of bond that you share with people who have to work on a
It's
Christmas
true. I
Day,
went
don't
to
you
get
think?
coffee this morning on my way into work, and the little guy in the diner was so happy. He was like, "Oh, someone else to work today. I thought I was only one."
And at first you get a little bummed, you're annoyed, but then you can kind of make it fun, you know? Some sticky
Absolutely.
buns, some presents. Allison brought in presents
You brought in sticky
yesterday.
buns. Manoli brought us in these amazing chocolate gold reindeer. And it reminds me of Easter. All I want to do is bite the ears off it, like the bunny.
Yeah.
I don't know
Because
what that says about me
we
on
need more
Christmas
chocolate
morning.
around here. And our favorite senior supervising producer, despite having a late Christmas Eve, came in wearing a little Santa Claus hat, all
And he's,
chipper.
yeah, been really on fire with a certain set of Christmas carols. Matt Martinez has a thing for Jingle Cats. It's pretty much has the office divided, and you'll understand why when we hit the post.
We're sorry.
See, I think it's
We're
hilarious.
so sorry. See, Allison and I are on opposite sides of the fence
The
here.
office is divided about Jingle Cats. Whether or not, oh, here comes Matt to defend Jingle Cats. I just busted him.
I gotta tell you something, there is no reason to apologize for Jingle Cats. This is a wildly popular album. People love
With
this.
who?
Among cat aficionados. If you've ever read Cat Fancy
Cat Fancy
magazine,
Magazine?
it's everywhere. It's brilliant. Hey, let's hear a little bit more.
I'm gonna be off in the corner shooting myself in the head.
I do, you know, some people want to run into traffic when they hear this. Others make it giggles. I just, for the record, no real cats were used during, were
No
harmed
one was
during the
harmed,
making.
yeah.
They're actually samples of cats I discovered on the Wikipedia.
Cat samples?
Cat sampling.
Actually, Ian Chillak, one of our producers this morning, said, you know, I'm pretty sure all of the cats that made this recording are probably dead now. But actually, that's not true because they're all electronic. And
Have
now,
we moved on to another
yes,
fine tune?
Yes. No. These are dogs now.
Oh.
Yeah. Dogs, cats living together. It's Christmas.
It's Christmas. It's a Christmas message of unity,
solidarity, love.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to go back to producing the show. Have fun with this, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye, Matt. I don't think I've ever seen him move that fast as to come in here and defend Jingle Cats.
Are we going to play the entire sheet of the strike?
I think.
Write to us on our blog. Tell us what you think about Jingle Cats. Or don't. It's okay. You don't have to.
I like it. I just keep listening.
There is something strangely addictive.
All right, we have a minute left. We'll do the tease. Fine, fine, fine.
All right, we'll tell you what's coming up. No more Jingle Cats, I promise. So much better than that, our own Jill Sobule, opinionated songstress and friend of the show, on why Christmas is actually the saddest day of the year. Bummer.
Yeah, it actually has it's a double-edged story here,
okay.
Because she wrote a song about Christmas being the saddest day of the year, but it got her on a year-end best-of list.
So she's not so
So she's
bummed.
Not so bummed. And she also, she will sing a very happy Christmas song for us as well.
Okay, cool.
And I love Rudolph. I love Frosty. I love Heat Miser, Snow Miser. All those specials we know, we love. We'll share some things that you didn't know about them. That's coming up on the Bryant Park Project from NPR News, live on Christmas morning.
No more Jingle Cats.
Maybe.
And I dream of her always, even when I don't dream. Her name's on my tongue, and her blood's in my stream. Wait a while, eternity. Old Mother Nature's got nothing on.